We're continuing from yesterday about mitzvah that says shezman grama. And the question is about why the pasuk was needed osa to exclude a woman from giving her son a mila. And isn't it mitzvah that says shezman grama? Women are pater. Bris mila certainly is his man grama, the Tosfos asks. So why do you need a pasuk? So we saw a couple answers yesterday. We're going to continue on those answers of why it's not a zman grama and women should really be chayv in it. So now, Turi Evan, which is from yesterday's Shibra, I didn't say it, we'll go through now, I'll just say it on regular Achas, that Turi Evan's Mechadesh, that mitzvah, say Shezman Grama, is only a mitzvah that is, if you don't do it today, you miss it entirely, and when you do that same mitzvah tomorrow, it's an entirely new mitzvah. So for example, Tzitzis and Tefillin, I mitzvah to wear it today. If I don't wear it today, tomorrow is a brand new mitzvah. It's not the same mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah, but it's a new chefsah shel mitzvah that tomorrow. A new chiv. And therefore it comes and goes. So that's where we say it's zman grama, where there's a real time here. I've got 24-hour clock to get tzitzis in, to get tefillin in. If I miss it, it's gone. That's where you say that's zman grama. But bris mila, where there's one maisa mitzvah, and if you didn't do the mila on day 8, you do it on day 9, if not day 9, day 10, and it's the same mitzvah, you're making up the mitzvah, that one mitzvah from day 8, even if it's 25 years later, the guy gets his bris, it's making up the eighth day bris he missed. That's not called Zman Grama. That's the Chiddush of the Turi Evan. Okay. Nothing more to say on that, but just keep that in mind, this Chiddush, this Teretz of the Turi Evan. Now, today's Shir, we're going to focus on the Maharit's Chiddush and elaborate on what he says. So Maharit asks another question. He says, this whole concept of bris mila not being zman grama, it really should be zman grama because you can't give bris mila on Shabbos and Yontif, he asks. Right? Mitzvah shaloba zmana, that is cannot be done on Shabbos and Yontif. So what's the answer for the Maharit, guys? Hopefully you guys all saw this. No one remembers? Or everyone's too shy? Everyone's busy typing? Not paying attention? Someone, help me out. Okay. What?
Is the answer or the answer close?
The answer he gives about the Kushim Ikar Lesser, his own answer.
Because the internal versus external chalak, whether or not the Shabbos is like an internal prevention of doing the mitzvah or an external prevention.
So the fact that you can't do bris mila on Shabbos is not a factor bisman. It's not because it's not din in the zman. The din in the iser malacha. Yes, malacha. You can't do. You can't give a mila on Shabbos. Not because it's not appropriate time for it. It certainly is an appropriate time. Haraya, the Yom HaShmini. If the 8th day falls on Shabbos, you would give a mila on Shabbos. So Shabbos is not mufka from bris mila. It just happens to me when shalom bismana. There's no heter anymore, and therefore the iser malacha gets in the way. But be'etzim, it's really right to give a mila on Shabbos. The fact that you lamaisu can't give it on Shabbos, that's an issur study. It's an outside external reason. And he brings like a raya. It's shiluach hakan or building a mak. Is that going to be mitzvah seish as man grama? I can't build a fence on Shabbos. Ah, mitzvah seish as man grama. A woman has a house and she has a roof and she has no chiv to build a fence because the mitzvah seish as man grama? Certainly not. Now, there might be other reasons why she's chayv anyways. It might be a low sase involved, but no one would ever suggest that building a makkah is mitzvah sase as man grama because you can't build it on Shabbos. Why not? Because the iser building, iser bona on Shabbos, that's a iser study that I can't build a makkah. That's not essential to the mitzvah of makkah. It's not because the zman of Shabbos is not a time to build a makkah. It's a malacha. And whenever there's a issue that's Rav Yaleh, an issue that stands in the way of doing the mitzvah, that doesn't affect the Zman. So yes, there's a mitzvah bris mila today. There's a mitzvah of building a makkah today. There's a mitzvah of whatever it is on Shabbos, and I'm supposed to do it. The Zman tells me I have a chiv to do it, except for the fact that the Issa Malacha stands in the way. But that doesn't make it a Zman Grama. It's not a din in Zman. There's a din in the Issa Malacha. That's the Chiddush of the Maharit. Everyone understand? Everyone chop that. Anyone who doesn't, I'm happy to explain again, make sure we're clear, because if we don't have this yesod, it's hard to understand the rest of this year.
I'm already assuming in the question that Nakmat Isser, based on the Shabbos alone, is considered grama, right? Meaning just because something, even if it's usher on Shabbos, if it's usher for 6 days of the week, if it's mutter for 6 days of the week, I just can't do it on Shabbos, that 6 days is considered a zman.
Well, it's really, the zman is also on Shabbos as well, except there's
for
the...
Mila, particularly, something that's usher on Shabbos, and that's usher legamre, like if you're not chayav on Shabbos, that would be considered a time-bound mitzvah.
Mila, let's talk about tefillin. Let's assume tefillin you're not supposed to wear on Shabbos. That's a discussion, but you can't wear tefillin on Shabbos. Not wearing tefillin on Shabbos is not because it's a melacha to wear a tefillin on Shabbos. It's not the zman of Shabbos because the oath and the different reasons, but that's a din in the zman, not a din in the isim melacha. Isim melacha is it's a ravula, it stands in the way, isim melacha. But by tefillin, it's not because there's an isir to wear tefillin of isim melacha. It's Shabbos is not a zman tefillin. We don't say Shabbos is not a zman mila, it is a zman mila. Except that isim melacha gets in the way. So what's getting in the way? If it's a zman issue, that's a zman grama. If it's a isim melacha, that's not a zman issue, and that would not be a zman grama. That's the difference. Yeah.
Is it fairly mechalic between the Maharid and the Turi Evan in so much as the Turi Evan is mechalic between a hafsaka versus a bittel, where so that on Shabbos, l'chor, if you do a mila for the Maharid, it shouldn't work because there's still a hafsaka in the mitzvah. Whereas, according to the way we're saying the Maharid right now, it's still a zman for mila. You still be able to accomplish mila, you'd just be over the isser of the isser malacha on Shabbos. Is my question clear?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Why are you assuming from the Turi Evin?
I thought at least he was mechalik between a hafsaka in the mitzvah versus a bittel in the mitzvah. Hafsaka being that this time is mafsik the mitzvah. So in a chanami, if you had done it on Friday, let's say, you wouldn't have to do it on Sunday, but it's still a hafsaka in the mitzvah. Whereas he was saying mitzvah seishas on grama is something where it's an actual bittel in the mitzvah. So it's independently. The mitzvah on Friday is independent from
right.
The mitzvah on Monday.
But that hafsaka versus bittel is addressing not the time where you can do it. It's not addressing that moment of Shabbos being hafsaka versus bittel. It's addressing how do we view yesterday's mitzvah.
So that was really my question. Is that the lashon of hafsaka is still that there's etzma hafsaka there. Is that you can't do the mitzvah during that time?
No, it's fine. But
saying that's not true.
No, I'm saying the bittel and hafsaka, they both agree that at Shabbos, that you can't do the mila. Shabbos, you can't do the bris mila. Everyone agrees to that point. What they call hafsaka or bittel is telling me, is tomorrow's ability to do bris mila, is that a new mitzvah mila, or is that continuing for the one on Erev Shabbos mila? But it's not telling me on Shabbos itself, is it mufka from zman or not mufka from zman? He's not addressing that point. Bittel hafsaka is not addressing that piece. He's addressing how to view the mitzvahs before the hafsaka and after the hafsaka. Is it mevatel the previous mila, or is it hafsaka from the previous mitzvah?
So he's not being down on whether you could accomplish it.
No, I don't think so.
And for the Maharid, Rebbe's saying that you could accomplish it?
Okay, according to Maharid, yeah, that's the zman, one does the mila and Shabbos. Yeah. Okay, fine. So now, along these lines, that the zman, that the Isser Shabbos just stands in the way is Isser Malacha, but be'etzim, it's really the zman of mila. So the Shaar Melech says something similar. He says it by mila, but he also says it as it relates to Sreifas Kachim on Yom Tov and Shabbos. Correct. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly, right. Exactly. That's the point. So once, if it wasn't the zman, the person did a mila toch shmona. There's no mila, no mitzvah there. Tells God, hatavas dam bris, what do you need to do? But there's no mila at that point. But on Shabbos, lachar shmona, there certainly is zman mitzvah, but there's isim lacha, that's raviola, that stands in the way. So if one does violate the isra, he still gets the mitzvah. Now, notwithstanding questions of mitzvah babi avera, how all that works, which I discussed with some of the chavrusas here, but yeah, the mitzvah still exists because it is the zman of Shabbos. As opposed to if I were to shake lulav today, there's no mitzvah lulav today. It's not shayach. There's no mitzvah today. But for bris mila and Shabbos, even after Shmona, even the Shlob Zmana, one would get the mitzvah if he were to do it anyways in violating Shabbos. So now the Shaar Melech goes along the same lines as the Marit. And he mentions bris mila as well, but he also talks about Sreifas Kachim, a burning Kachim of Nosar, leftover Kachim, which cannot be done on Shabbos and on Yontif. You have to go through the whole, it's a long piece to fully grasp the context here, but at the end of the day, the fact that you can burn on Shabbos and Yontif Kachim does not make it as Zman Grama. does not make the mitzvah of Shreifas Kachim, it's not a Zman Grama. Because the reason you can't burn on Shabbos Yontif is not because it's not the Zman, it's because it's Isir Melacha. You can't do Havara on Shabbos. It stands in the way. He says, just read you the language here. He says, Mashenken Gavi Mila Vesreifas Kachim, the Chiyuva Rami Allah, the Afilu Beshabbos Vyomtiv Nami Mitzad HaMitzvah, Gufa Bar Chiyuvu. There's a Chiyuv to give a Mila on Shabbos and Yontif, even Shalom Azmana. There's a Chiyuv to do Sreifas Kachim. However, Elvachol Yom Vyom Kavar Ase, you violate Ase if you don't do it. Elimishum the Isur the Shabbos Yuravi Alei, the Isur Shabbos stands in the way, it's blocking. You're not allowed to do it. But the Zman, it's still the Zman. The Chiv still exists. So this is consistent, this Shaar Melech, consistent with Ma'arit. That's where we stand. Okay, we're good. So now we get into a very, very exciting Rav Yosef Engel. Again, who got to see Rav Yosef Engel? Raise your hand if you got to see it. I know who to call on. Okay, I'm not calling you guys. So Rav Yosef Engel, an Asman Deraisa, those who have not learned it certainly should get familiar with the Svarim of Rav Yosef Engel. They're a lot. They're deep. You see his incredible encyclopedic mind, how every sugya he just draws out every possible hanacha you could imagine. So Rav Yosef Engel here is talking about this question of whether or not when there's an Isser Deraisa that says we can't do something on a particular time, like on Shabbos, does that now make this man no longer this man Shabbos anymore? Meaning this question of the Maharit. I assume that this man Shabbos is really his man Mila, even though it's an issue that he can't do it. The Asman Deraisa brings a number of rayas that says otherwise. He brings rayas that says, no, when the Isser tells us you can't do something on his man, and we have to push it off, that's not called this man anymore. So I'll give you the examples, those that didn't have a chance to see it. So I'm not going through all the rayas, but some of the rayas, you just see his brilliance. Like when you look at a Tosfos, like none of us would have ever made such diukim, but when you see his diukim, they seem so emesdik. So he asks the question. Let's start from the easier to the harder ones. Let's start from an easier one first, by Purim. What's the din of Purim Shechalias B'Shabbos, guys? What's the din of Megillah? What? This is, no, Purim Shechalias, right. The din is, right, Purim Shechalias B'Shabbos, you can't read on Shabbos because of Gzeira D'Rama. So instead, we read it Erev Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Erev Shabbos is Manum. That's the Erev Shabbos. Which means Purim on Shabbos is no longer the Zman. So he asks, wait a second, why not? And he doesn't talk about it in this detail, but what would happen if a person were to read Megillah on Shabbos? Is he Yotz in the Mitzvah, not Yotz in the Mitzvah? So according to this, it sounds from the Pashup Shah of the Gemara is, Purim is no longer this man, Shabbos rather, even though it might be Yudalid, it's no longer this man of Purim. Ah, there's only a Gzeirah D'Rabba and Isser standing in the way. It shouldn't change the Zman. The Zman's really Shabbos, it's just an Isser in my way. If I were to go ahead and read Megillah's Esther, maybe talk, I'd be Yotz in the Mitzvah. But he says, he's Medayik from the Gemara, that Purim Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Erev Shabbos becomes Zmanim. The Zman of Purim becomes Yud Gimel, becomes Erev Shabbos. The Isser changes the Zman. It's not like the Zman is Shabbos and there's Isser in the way. No, the Isser is Oker the Zman of Purim and puts it on Erev Shabbos. That's one of the rayas he brings. He's Medayik from Rashi, maybe it's not the case. Now, what's one way we could reject this raya?
Isn't Purim different because we have
Exactly, right. So Dr. Bruckson suggests, anyone else wanted to say that? You coming with that answer? No, so you're gone. So perhaps you could reject this Rai and say as follows. Purim is unique. The Gemara tells us the Daf Beis already in Megillah that there are multiple days. You can read as early as Yadalaf and based on Psukim, Zmanim, Zmanehim, all the couple of Psukim brought in the beginning. So yes, we read in Yadalad and Yushlaim reads on Tezvav. But if it falls out on Shabbos, it falls out other times, you can't read it. The Kfarim, Shmakdimim, Yesheni, Yom Chamishi, they're all considered these 5 days, 1, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, these 5 days, Lo Yifchas V'Lo Yosef, not earlier, not later, but that's all part of the Zman. So maybe this is different because you have wiggle room. The Megillah already allows us the wiggle room. That's not an array that the Isser's Oker is something else where the Yom HaShmini is Mamas Yom HaShmini, let's say. Yeah, Yaakov.
Isn't he just trying to be more that it just gets rid of the Zman of that day itself, meaning everything else is called Zmanom, Zmanihem, whatever it says over there. But it's just saying that that day itself is no longer considered a Zman. It's not talking about everything else has to all of a sudden become a new Zman. It's just saying that that day itself is not a Zman unto itself.
Yeah, you could say that, but it might be easier to say that when there's another day that's receptive to becoming a Zman.
Yeah.
So, Enachami, I think the rejection is not a foolproof rejection. You could say, no, it's not Enachami. It's a fair point. Very good.
Can you also say that Purim is Derabbanan, and that Derabbanan is one you don't? If they're going to make a holiday, they're going to think that they're not going to make their own Chag, Hanukkah, the Torah. So, built into this, the Rabbah saying that we want you to celebrate Purim only on a Derabbanan level, it wouldn't work. They wouldn't be able to maybe make the Zman go completely on a different day. The Derabbanan, they can make Purim whatever day they want. There's no inherent Chiyuv.
Right, but this is already Divrei Kabbalah. This is already in Tanakh, Megillas Esther. It's a different level. It's not Deraisa, but certainly not Derabbanan. So it does make it a different level. Just to add to that, the Bahad counts Megillah as a mitzvah Deraisa. So it's a fair point. It's different than Deraisa, but it's not quite a Derabbanan. But that's something worthy of considering.
To piggyback, the Derabbanan here, the Isser is also Derabbanan. Zer Derabbanan, we're not dealing with any Isser Deraisa either.
Yeah, Nechanami, yeah.
So like, Yosef Engel trying to prove that Deraisas can change. Like, how does he bring a Raya from an Isser Derabbanan or a Zer Derabbanan, which might have completely different...
Right.
Like,
mean, but that there'll be a Kal Vachomer. If an Isser Derabbanan,
because it could be that it's not just linear. It could be that Derabbanans just operate differently.
No, you could suggest that, but I think Pashup Shah would be if a Gzeira Derabbanan, assuming Miguel's Esther Divrei Kabbalah, of course, but if an Isser Derabbanan could uproot a Divrei Kabbalah, so then there's a room to say an Isser Deraisa has that ability to do that as well.
Unless we would say that when the Torah itself has clashes, where the Torah tells you that you have to do one mitzvah saseh and you have to do another mitzvah slo saseh, so that's an inherent clash that the Torah commanded. So that the rules of how that clash breaks down. Rabbi Zayn's been talking about asidoch lo saseh this month. So the way he deals with the Raisa conflicts are going to be very different when their Rabbanan create their own conflict.
Right. But you could certainly use that. Again, it's not a foolproof Raya. That's another angle to attack this Rav Yosef. Very good. Very good.
Okay. What were you saying that Megillah allows for like inherent wiggle room because the 11th to the 15th is all days? And what would you do with that Rashi that still sounds like you need a takana to move it up a day? Like the Rashi that he brought, like how do you explain that Rashi?
I'm not sure. It might be for Rashi. He may have this understanding. This manum is only built in when there was a need. It wasn't like it was a. You know, Masar Kasul Chachamim. That was a type of, not that every all 5 days is the Zman. There's one Zman, but there was an allowance given to Chachamim. Okay. A couple of the other ayahs he talks about, let's see which one else we go through. Let's do the Afias Chavite Kohen Gadol. Afias Chavite Kohen Gadol is Delcha Shabbos, which means that the Kohen Gadol, they bake these menachos for the Kohen Gadol, even on Shabbos. And because had they baked them Erev Shabbos, so what would happen if he baked Erev Shabbos? What would happen? Pasolina, the psulina would kick in, which means Kachim left that overnight. It's pasolina. And by Shabbos, it'd be pasol. He couldn't eat it. So there's no other way for him to have his chavite kohen gadol on Shabbos. So asks Tosfos, there's a klal in Kachim, ein klisharis mekachin el bizmanon. That klisharis can only be makdish something that's bizman. So, and only that which is kadosh is pasul belina. In other words, if Erev Shabbos they were to bake the chavite kohen gadol, which is not the zman of the chavite kohen gadol of Shabbos, and they were to put it in a klisharis, the klisharis cannot be makdish the chavite kohen gadol because it's not the zman. And once it's not makdish it, it's not susceptible to psulina. So it won't be pasul. So bake it Erev Shabbos, it's going to be chol because it's not the right zman. Let's sit out overnight. It won't be pasolina because it's not kadosh. And then next day, Shabbos, it will get sanctified because now Shabbos is Isman. That's Tosfos' question, Kosev Yosef Engel. So Tosfos answers, Kaven de lodachu Shabbos, once the baking, the afias chavite kohen gadol may not be done on Shabbos, im kain may esmol nami have Ismanim. That means Erev Shabbos becomes Isman. The ikersman of chavite kohen gadol is on Shabbos itself. But since you can't bake this on Shabbos, so that's okra the Zman, or not okra really, but it adds to the Zman of to Erev Shabbos now. So we see an Isser can move around the Zman. That's what he's Mechadosh Shemir. When an Isser stands in the way of something, it could add to the Zman, it could change the time, and that's the Rai he brings from this particular case. That's a lot to break down this as well. I don't want to go through all the details of it. And there's a nice Rai he has from Nosar, the first Rai I'm not going to go through. I'll mention, yeah.
Isn't Yaakov's question relevant here too? Like, the only Rai he has from Chavite Kohen Gadol is that Friday becomes this man. And he's down a little bit what it's supposed to be. Nami, but still, it's the Mashmos of Tosis is not that if I baked it on Shabbos, it wouldn't be a kosher Chavit. Yeah, it might be a mitzvah baba avera, but it's not that, like, in the internal halachos of Chavitin, it's not like, it doesn't sound from Tosas that baking it on Shabbos would make it puzzle for Chavitin, that it's not this macho mitzvah anymore on Shabbos. It doesn't really have a raya that you can be mafkia
on
HaMitzvah through an Esser.
Correct, I mean, which he himself agrees to, because it says it's manam nami be'er Shabbos.
But he says that's talking about the, not talking about the afiyah, the afiyah of this man is still on Erev Shabbos, but the mashmos of Tosos is not so much like
that. Yeah, in Echanami.
So that's not a good ride against the Ma'arit then.
Right, in Echanami. And then finally, the one last Rai I'll bring from Rav Yosef Engel is the one by the Yoledes. The case of Yoledes, where the Yoledes on day 81, so the morning of day 81, after having a Nekeva, there's a whole slew of days when Tame and Tar, and finally bring a carbon Yoledes. So day 81, the Yoledes brings a carbon. Leil, Shemon Ve'echad, Leil, Pei Aleph. So that's not Roy for the carbon. And let's say she has a miscarriage in 81, night of 81. Is she able to bring it together with the carbon? It's considered, let's say this way. If day 81 came, she already had a carbon of the previous Yoledes, and now she had a miscarriage of a new pregnancy, she had to bring a separate carbon. Because once day 81 came, she was chayv in their previous birth, and now she miscarried, so she has to bring a separate carbon. But let's say it happened the night of the 81st, where she's not royal, you can't bring a carbon until the daytime. So now, if she had a miscarriage the night of the 81st, can't she assume one carbon covers both her previous birth and the current miscarriage? Or no, since it's the night leading into the day of the 81, it separated, and she had to bring a separate carbon for this miscarriage. That's the Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel holds that that you have to bring a separate carbon, even at nighttime. Even though nighttime's not roy to bring a carbon. So Beis Hillel brings a raya. What's his raya, guys? You saw the raya he brought? It's a raya from what?
Shabbos.
If the 81st day falls on Shabbos, where a carbon yoch is not brought on Shabbos, a carbon yoch that's not brought, and then she's a miscarriage on the 81st day, which is Shabbos, she has to bring a separate carbon. Ah, she can't bring a carbon on Shabbos. She wasn't chayvin a carbon on Shabbos. So here we see that the fact that the Beis Hillel connects day 81 of Shabbos to the night of the 81st, they're both the same. Just like the night of the 81st is not roy for a carbon, so to the day of the 81st is not roy for the carbon. Ah, it's the Zman is there. But we see that an Isser of bringing a carbon in Shabbos is Oker the Zman. Fine. If you didn't get it, fine. We can still go by it. Those are some of the fun Rayas, but I don't want to lose everyone here. So let's go by it now. Lamaisa, Rav Yosef Engel brings a number of Rayas to say that when an Isser stands in the way, the Isser does change. It does change the Zman, and the Zman is no longer there. So now, he goes and quotes this question of the Ma'arid and others that holds that since why isn't Shabbos? Shabbos should be Zman. Rather, Bris Mila should be Zman Grama, because you can't do Shabbos. You can't do Bris Mila on Shabbos. Shiloh Bezmana. And the Ma'arid answered, because the Isser is Rav Yalei, but really the Zman of Bris Mila is on Shabbos. It's just that the Isser Melacha stands in the way. He says, according to all the rides I just brought, he says, no. If the Isser Melacha of Bris Mila Shiloh Bezmana stands in the way, that means Shabbos is not the Zman. Even though it might be Isser Stadi, it's an Isser Melacha that stands in the way. But once Lamaisa, you can't do something, that changes the Zman. And that is the response for Asman the Rise. He rejects this chiddush of the Ma'arit.
How about the fact that if you do
he doesn't address that. It's a fair question, what would happen to that. I don't think he could argue and say that you wouldn't be able to the mitzvah. It could be, even though it's not this man. But the evident one might be still, you could suggest maybe the mila is about the being mahol, even though the maisa mila wasn't done right. This man, the maisa's got his mila. Make a suggestion like that.
maybe you would need Hatamas Dam Bris after.
Maybe. Could be he could say that. Could be he hold that way. I don't remember the post can talk about it. Amila B'Shabbos Shil Hazmana. Could be they even discuss Hatamas Dam Bris. I forget. Yeah.
Isn't that just the whole point, the whole piece? Like, it's not Zman. It's a total Hafka of the mitzvah. There's no...
You're right.
I'm saying
it could be Lamaisa. The Rav Yosef Engel had to see what does the Shulchan Aruch say about Lamaisa. If one gets a meal on Shabbos, you have to do a Tavas Damris or not. According to him, you would have to.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've got the post from Paskin. I mean, it could be if the Pesach is that it's a good meal nonetheless.
But he would Paskin for sure.
I don't know. I don't know if he would say that. I mean, if you hold that Bris Mila didn't being Mahul, even though it was done in the wrong mind, you still might be Yotze the Mitzvah because the Totel was done.
He gives that option.
Right.
He says.
No, later on he says that, right. Later on he makes a suggestion, but not addressing this particular point here. He does give it as a teretz, but I'm not sure if he... I don't know. I'm not sure. Fine, so let's go through this. Fine, let's mention that other answer from Yosef Engel since you mentioned it. One second here. Actually, we'll hold off on that answer. I'm sorry. A lot going on here. Let's do this. This he brings a rye. What's the rye he brings now? We have the big machlokas. Again, this is the... Just make it clear. The big machlokas is... When there's an iser to do a mitzvah, because of an iser study, is that going to now change that zman? Does that zman no longer be relevant or not? Maharit says it does not change the zman. The zman is still Shabbos, just the iser stands in the way. While the Rav Yosef Engel says, no, if there's an iser that stands in the way, that means it's no longer the zman. And it's mafkir the zman. What raya does he bring, a fascinating raya that he brings, to prove the point that an iser does not change the zman? What's the raya he brings for the Maharit? What? Yeah, Yom Kippur and Peruvu. We know there are Chamisha Inuim, five Inuim on Yom Kippur that are Aser. One of them is Tashrish Amita. So he says, wait a second. There's a mitzvah, the raya of Pira Rivya, and that the Gemara in Kedushin says explicitly in Laman Hay that Pira Rivya is certainly a mitzvah's assay, Shelo, Azman Grama. You could fulfill the mitzvah any day of the year. No, you can't. If you assume Chamisha Inuyim is Deraisa, which is Machlok is Rishonim, but assuming that the Chamisha Inuyim are Deraisa, it's a Tashmish Mimita, it's Deraisa and Yom Kippur, then it's a Zman Grama, it's time bound. There's one day a year that Tashmish is Aser, that Piravu is Aser. So that should be a Zman Grama. Elamai must be a Rai that even though it's Aser, Dav Tashmish, that doesn't change the Zman of something. This is Tashmish, it's an Inui, it's a separate Isser. That's not an Isser Bizman, it's an Isser study. And therefore, even though Lamaisa, one cannot fulfill Purvu on Yom Kippur, nonetheless, it's called the Zman the whole year, and it's not Zman Grama. Everyone got that Raya? Fine. So he has a few different answers how to get out of this. So the first answer he says is it's a wild shot. What's the first answer there, Rav Yosef Engel? How he says, even though there's one day a year, it's not Zman Grama. What?
1 in 365, it's not really.
Right. One is not called the Zman Grama. In other words, really, Yosef Engel sticks to his guns. He doesn't like the Maharit. An Isser would change the Zman. An Isser that gets in the way will change the Zman. That's no longer the Zman. Bismillah is not on Shabbos. It's an Isser to give meal on Shabbos, Shilu Bazman, and therefore the Zman is not Shabbos. So how come Purvu? It's Aser Tashmish Yom Kippur. That should also be Zman Grama. So he says one day a year cannot be called Zman Grama. It has to be multiple days. One day a year, even though Tashmish is Aser one day a year, that's not going to make this a Zman Grama issue. So it goes on Kedarko to bring a few different scenarios where we see one does not change the whole sugya. So what are some of the examples he brings? So he says, yeah. Melech Yibum. So the Gemara and Tosas talk about that mitzvah Yibum. Again, not every shiur will be all over the place. This is all over the place. Rav Yosef Engel, that's what he's doing. He's bringing Raya, so we won't always be like this, but it's Kedai to learn Rav Yosef Engel. I think you should review it again afterwards, and they're all, each one is a shiur in its own right. The important Yisodas he's going through. But Yibum is a mitzvah essay Sheshava Bakol. Essay Sheshava Bakol means everyone can perform the mitzvah. It's across the board. It's uniform. So he says, what do you mean? A melech, there's no mitzvah yibum by melech. The Gemara in the second parak in Hedjin talks about yibum chalitza by a melech. He doesn't do a yibum. It's not Sheva Bakol. So he answers Rav Yosef Engel, he's just one person, the melech. One person doesn't change everything. One day can change the Zman Grama. One melech, one person can change Sheva Bakol. Oh, one is like a bottle. I think Rav Yosef Engel might write elsewhere. This is a complete side point about gematrias. There's a, in gematrias, I'll talk about that maybe a different time, but in gematrias we know we can add one. It's called imakolel. You add something, imakolel, famous one, just I'm not sure how familiar you guys are with the gematrias, but this one, you all must agree, the famous one is?
Egos,
exactly. Thank you, Dr. Bruckstein. Egos is a gematria of chet, right? Rosh Hashanah, you don't have egosim. Egos is a gematria of chet. Is it the gematria, Yaakov, come on? Is it the gematria of chet?
One off.
So everything, one off. So growing up and not knowing much about gematrias, if they're not so good at math, it's okay to be one off. So the truth is, in Kabbalah, im hakol is a chashuv thing. So, but I think Rabbi Yosef Engel might suggest somewhere that being one off isn't so bad. Based on this lamdisha point here, gematrias a one off isn't so bad. But there's other points why one is really the word itself. But that brings some chassidus into here, which is fine. Now another ayah brings. That one off is not a big deal, is paraduma, which you could certainly question this raya, but the psul of shtei sa'aros shcharos, with two black hairs, passes a paraduma. But one black hair is okay. You see, one is off. That could just be a question of shirim, that's a different, but either way, it brings this raya. And a couple other rayas in the chosha mishpat about not having the full amount of money, being one penny off, people don't make a big deal. But either way, he brings some interesting rayas that being one off is not going to change the sugya. So here as well, it comes to Peruvu, one time a year, one night of the year, is a tashmish aser. So that's not going to make this into his man grama. We could completely ignore it and say that one day is batal. That's his first answer as why that's not his man grama. Then he says differently. What's another suggestion he makes about Peruvu not being his man grama?
Tetzah,
exactly. That Peruvu is not a din, it's not a din of the Maisa Tashmish, it's a din of having children and having banim, and he brings rayas for this. And this is a side topic, but just this is a very important topic. And he quotes in the footnote here a very important Michas Chinuch about Mitzvah Be'Aveira. If a person's ban arayos, there's an Isser certainly involved in that. Is he Yotze Peruvu? Well, if it's a Peruvu is a din of the Maisa Tashmish, so Mitzvah Be'Aveira, he's violating a Veira, he wouldn't get the Mitzvah perhaps. But if it's about having children, even though he may not have done the Maisa correctly, did the Maisa Aveira, the Maisa has got children. Or they talk about also the case in Batya, that if a woman became pregnant, Shelo Aidebia, and so there's Zera of Ish in Batya, in a bath, and she gets pregnant that way, without a Maisa Bia, is the father considered as a Yotze the Mitzvah? And it's his children. You connect to who the Zera is. So that too would be a discussion. So here's well, he says, Peruvu is not about the Maisa Tashmish. Granted, it's Aser. In Yom Kippur. But having children is liolam, it's forever, every day of the year, one's entire life. And therefore, that's why Pirvu is a mitzvah saseh, shelo azman grama. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Whenever the mitzvah is goal oriented, it can't be azman grama. Yeah. Okay, fine. And then he suggests, yeah.
When the I don't know where it is in Mishnah, I assume that list of five Indian, does it say
Peruvu or Tashmash Amitah?
Just Tashmash. So then this could be, that could be a Raya.
Yeah. The question itself was a weak, I don't want to say weak, but it wasn't the strongest of questions because the most would be Mechag between Tashmash and Peruvu. But either way, there is such a deal in Nachronim that maybe the Maisa Tashmash in itself is the Peruvu.
That also depends on whether it's in the
Nilo
or the Mahul.
Exactly. That's it leads into his next answer whereby he says, this should also answer why his meal is not as man grama. Even if you want to say that it's also to give meal on Shabbos shalom as mana, but meal is about being mahul. And the maisa, he's mahul, that's a person that has the meal for his whole life, and therefore it's not as man grama for that reason. That's his other answer. I was going to say also halacha maisa, by the way, IVF, which is in essence using that sugya and chagiga about isha she muberes mabatya, whether one can be mekayin the mitzvah peruvu through IVF. If there's no maisa bia, can one get this? So these are fun sugyas in the beginning of Evan Ezra. I forget Simon Bay, Simon Gimel, right there in the beginning of Evan Ezra, they talk about these sugyas related to Maisa Bia versus not. My son came to mind, I forget what it was. Oh, there's a good thing just popped in my head, I'm forgetting it now, about Peruvu. I'll get back, either way, nothing really related to the sugya, but just it was interesting. If I think of it, I'll tell you guys about it afterwards. Okay, fine. Anyways, that's Rav Yosef Engel. Now, I think I'm going to hold off, since no one really saw this Avni Nezer, So say it's Avnei Nezer for tomorrow, but there's a Geshmak Avnei Nezer talks about this question. Just leave it off the question about as it relates to Mechias Amalek, the Chinuch Paskins that only Zecharim, only men are chayiv in the Melchama, but women are not chayiv in the Melchama. And it relates to Zman Grama about since you can kill an Amaleki on Shabbos, that makes it not Zman Grama. And we'll see Mechag. It's fascinating. Fascinating. There's a lot of different assumptions to work with here. So we'll stop here. So either way, Lemaisa, we went through the Ma'arit, that Isser, that's Rav Yalei, does not change the Zman. Rav Yosef Engel says, no, when the Isser stands in the way, it does change the Zman. And then all the rise from Rav Yosef Engel and the discussion of Puravu and Yom HaKippurim. And Mirtoshem, we will continue and pick up tomorrow.